5:32 here on Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket. Bob and Corby in here today, 3 to 7. Danny in here as well, and it's time to send you off to a little Friday fun. Hope you get to listen to the rest of the show because we'll have more fun, but this is what we do every Friday, and hopefully you can share a laugh with us.
Hopefully you can handle all the content right now. I know it's a lot. It's a lot of content.
It is.
I hope everybody is able to take this much.
Look, if you like commercials, this might not be the radio station for you.
No, and again, I cannot tell you how cool this is that we've got to emulate what the Musers do, and we get basically an hour and a half of commercial-free radio in the most listened to time. So, thank you.
Just potty before it starts, Corby.
Thank you, management. Yeah, of course. Okay, so a couple of things to get us going. One, 2 days ago, we're in here during a break, and it's about 6 o'clock, 6:05, and Bob gets up and he's milling about, and he looks at one of our four TVs in the Elvis Presley setup that we have with more cords, and sarcastically he goes, "Oh, look, Virginia and Virginia Tech are playing." And my response was to turn and look at the TV at a college basketball game and go,
In February.
Right. And just go, oh.
Neat.
Okay. And then we kind of got a laugh at that. And then we thought, much like asking our moms about Fat Joe leaving Atlantic, asking our significant others or just telling them that, hey, did you see the Virginia-Virginia Tech game?
Right.
And with nothing like, yeah, a guy got shot at midcourt, it is just, that's it. End of story, and then you just say, yeah, Virginia pulled away in the end, and they won. Like, you have nothing to offer, just to see, because it's so out of the norm for any of us to talk to any girl that way, much less the girl that we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. There's no context. They know that they're like, what is going on here? But just do it anyway, much like
that.
So
you don't think they've been keeping track of Virginia's season coming off their national title?
Sure.
Did they beat?
They beat Tech.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
right.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer. Sports.
So, Danny was.
Bonus.
Danny was the first one to casually bring this up. And you know what?
Yeah.
I encourage all of our man P1s or female, if their husbands don't listen.
Sure.
To try this on your significant other.
Right. Yeah. And the plan is to just casually ask if they happened to catch the Virginia-Virginia Tech game earlier today. With no context, with no real reason that they should have watched it.
Right.
With no twist or...
Nothing.
No, just...
No payoff.
No payoff whatsoever. Right. And just see how they respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... This,
love it.
This challenge was issued on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I knew that the lovely lady friend was going to be stopping by the house, and we were going to hang out that night.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We watched the Mavs, the end of the Mavs game. And as you can hear, you'll hear the Mavs game in the background wrapping up. And I decided to, and you can hear me ramp up to it because you know the nervous.
There's nerves.
Now it's kind of hard to hear because I was sitting on the couch and she was messing around in the kitchen. So I had to kind of boost her volume to match mine and it took forever to get it right. I hope you guys can hear it.
But yes, sir.
This is me issuing the question about Va Va Tech to the lovely Audrey. Here we go.
Did you catch the Virginia Tech game earlier? You didn't?
No. Why?
Looking to buy or sell? A Realtor can help make the process much easier for you. They have.
Is that you?
I had a window open.
Boy, how me is that?
God, why do they do that? Thought I had everything muted.
Are you looking to buy a new home?
No, I'm not. So you can hear her, she goes, no.
Why?
And I go, you didn't? She goes, no. Why?
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't?
No. Why?
I don't know. You used to play high school basketball. I thought you might have watched it.
Where?
On TV.
Where?
On your phone.
Why?
Virginia went up by like 5 and they held the lead the whole time.
I didn't even know it was occurring.
I didn't even know it was occurring.
You thought she might have watched it because she played high school basketball.
I don't know. I thought you might have watched it. You used to play high school basketball. And she kept saying, where?
Yeah.
I go, on TV?
Where?
She doesn't have a TV.
Why?
So she would have had to go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings or something to watch the Virginia Tech
game. Hey, are you guys showing the Virginia Tech game tonight?
Yeah, why, where, where? And I go, I don't know, on your phone?
All right,
we'll continue on. Let me go back a little bit.
Yeah. I'm fine.
She goes, does that make you sad?
Oh, the Virginia. Okay.
That she didn't,
oh, that she
catch
didn't watch
the game.
It? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Does that make you sad? I said, no, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I decide to ask a different question while I'm recording.
Okay.
Unrelated to college basketball.
You ever farted so loud in your sleep that it woke you up?
Yeah.
You have? When was that?
It's been a while.
Since we've been going out?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I have.
I don't think you have.
You're like,
I probably thought it was me if you did.
I don't think I have, no.
No. Not recently.
She asked me if I have.
Okay.
All right.
Not recently.
With me?
No, I haven't done that.
Not recently with me or not?
Not recently at all in life. Farted so loud that I woke myself up.
I definitely have done that, but I don't think it was because it was like a foghorn or anything. I just think it was like, what was that?
God.
I've definitely done that, but not like it was a foghorn or anything. Yeah. So, yeah, nonplussed by Vava
Tech.
She
seems like she's more willing to engage with
nonsense,
the ridiculous conversations than my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say my wife has had 25 years of ridiculous conversations.
She's had like 3.5 months.
Yeah, so
I think, maybe more open.
I think Sally would sniff it out in the first question and just say you're recording. But
yeah, that's Corby's wife. He can't do anything without her. Let me see your phone. Are you recording this?
Yeah. We'll see. I may get away with this.
And once I broke the news to her, she's like, why are you laughing?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to tell. I go, I'm just recording this for, you know, to
and
play on the radio tomorrow.
Sense. Why would you play something? Did you watch Virginia Tech?
Yeah. So then I pulled up on the unticket.com and played for her. I played for her the time that you tried to convince your wife that you were a Playboy guy.
Oh, yeah, that I was into Playboy magazine.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
The lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. I'm just into the lifestyle. It's my thing. It's who I am.
I like robes and pipes.
Okay, so Bob is known for many things here at the radio station, one of them being long question.
Unfair.
Yeah. You know.
Unfair? Come on.
I think so.
Long question, and when it comes to answering questions about long question, short answer.
So, I don't know if this is his record.
I feel like I've been framed.
Is this his record?
Mine or knows.
This is the most popular one.
Okay, the most popular. This was your question to Barry Sanders. Was this a ticket stock?
Yeah.
Must have been. So here is Bob's, because you can count, but we have a new record holder, someone else at the radio station. So before we get to that, here's Bob's long Barry Sanders question.
Because you were in the 89 draft, and that unbelievable top five where, what, four of you are in Canton right now. Four of you and Tony Mandarich. Well, no, Deion's not in there yet. So it went Troy.
He will be.
Mandarich.
Will. Yeah.
The two Sanders and Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas, right. Right.
So
right.
How much of the whole legacy thing, when everyone gets to the Super Bowl and talks about legacy every year in Hall of Fame, how much of it is just pure luck on where you go on draft day and what you have to work with as a football player? Because you couldn't have done any more on your own.
Give me the question.
Just the
they're very confusing. Yeah. His questions are confusing.
He's trying to trip me up.
I'm with you, Barry. I'll interpret his question for you. He's saying,
all right, let me shorten it.
Does it bum you out?
Go ahead, Gordon.
Does it bum you out? You get drafted on a team that never really had what Emmett had.
See, that's unfair because that's not that long of a question.
I've done better than that.
Oh, my God, yes. That was only like 40 seconds and then was interrupted by just because he said, I don't really understand the question. And then Gordon jumps on you.
Yeah, that's a bad example. Do you have a better one, Mino?
We've got one with you and Jordan Spieth. This one's
This one's edited. But no, go on, do it.
The length is
Legit. No, this is you're right.
It's Jordan Spieth with us here on the ticket. Now at the old age of 21, was the youngest PGA winner at the age of 19, like in 80 years. And I don't know. It's like I said, I feel like I was there for your first tournament at the Nelson. And even from then till now, it just seems like what a wild trip you've been on. The Ryder Cup, Masters, the whole bit. do you have time to, like, it almost sounds like you're going through it right now since the Ryder Cup. Do you have time where you, give yourself, a mental break of the routine? Because we know golf is a 52 week, you can find a tournament anywhere if you want to, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't that horrible either. So those are pretty generic. Well, listen to what Gordon Keith. What he asked during the lawyers roundtable, and go ahead and time this one.
I'll tell you what, for this man to take this title, it's the ultimate honor.
Okay, well, here's Gordon.
And that's all interesting stuff, but Gordo, before the break, you asked a really interesting question that's going to get us into another area.
I've always wondered if the criminal defense attorney or prosecutors, and maybe there's a difference of opinion depending on which category you're in, as to whether juries are a better idea than just having a judge, a professional jurist up there making the decision on guilt or innocence of a person. Because to me, on the outside of it, it seems like juries is a worse idea because juries oftentimes are so swayed by the emotion of a case, they won't focus on the facts of the case, or they will focus to it on the emotion to the exclusion of the facts. Or to the diminishment of the facts. And I see this oftentimes with prosecutors who want to talk about the crime in almost like fine detail to go over the horribleness of it. Whether we're not in here to create a huge emotional reaction on the horribleness of the crime, we're here to try to determine whether this person actually did this thing or not. But when you get a jury all worked up emotionally about what a horrible crime it is, that emotion wants to be placed somewhere and centered on something. And the best thing to center it on is somewhere in this room. And why it ought to go over to that guy right over there that's sitting on trial because he's having to defend himself for this charge. That somebody must have done something right if he's the guy sitting here. And so you have
a minute 30.
A tendency to overweight the evidence against the person because you're so emotionally wound up by the actual crime itself. So, anyway, that was my take as an outsider. What's the criminal defense attorney's opinion on juries better than...
Minute 45.
The judge deciding?
That's a great question.
We need that.
You're the best.
That's,
all right.
That's a great question.
Nothing's gonna happen.
That's a minute 48. A minute 48.
I'm not even mad.
No, that's unbelievable.
That's impressive.
It's amazing.
All right, real quick, Rick Bonus, Stars head coach, was on with us.
I just want to say, like,
the king is dead. Let's welcome the new king.
Yeah, yes. You know, you put the new green jacket on the new champion.
Hand him the giant.
You just say, sir, you've taken it.
Hand him the giant key to the city as
well
he walks
played.
Down the street, dragging it behind him.
Amazing.
Rick Bonus was talking about the young players on the Stars mm-hmm. and how they were going to get more playing time. And that meant longer shifts.
S-H-I-F-T-S. Shifts.
Yes.
Which is a very innocent word until you put a bleep over it.
First of all, that criticism is correct. Like, I'm trying to get these guys more ice time. I'm really critical of myself. I always look at the shifts, the total number of shifts the player has. Sometimes they have 25 second shifts. Sometimes they have 45 second shifts. Their shifts need to be a little bit more. There's no question. Sometimes they take very short shifts. We like to keep our players in that 40 second range. Sometimes they're coming off a little earlier than we want them to. That was actually addressed with the team today. Some of our players got caught on long shifts last night, which affected their ice time. First of all.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome. Me and Mino were looking at each other the entire time during that.
Oh, my God.
Live,
we were all
like,
giggling.
Oh,
I
hear you giggle a little bit.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think he had to have been doing that on purpose? Because
no.
He kept saying it over and over.
Sometimes our players take 25-second shifts.
Sometimes they take 45 seconds. Who knows?
We're just trying to get all of our players to get more shifts.
Sometimes a little longer. Sometimes a little shorter.
Oh, wow. All right.
I wonder if he's cool enough that we could play that back for him next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, we should.
100%.
Rick Bonus!
All right. Coming up next, Sturmson.